Welcome back, everyone.
Woo!
Delayed reaction.
I'm dying.
I was expecting you to tell us what we were being welcomed back to.
Oh, welcome back to Intrepid Assholes, everyone.
Yeah! There we go.
That's better.
God, my blood.
Stick to the script, dude.
Gosh.
My blood needs to be in my body right now.
I'm clicking the phone.
This sound? So I was like, I should put my phone over there.
Apparently my wife needs a fidget cube or something.
No, that would be loud.
They make fidget cubes?
Mm-hmm.
If a spinner and a I don't know, whatever isn't enough.
The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all need to start teaching me stuff.
Get your little squishy fidget thing. Like, you just squeeze it.
Just taught me D&D. You guys got to start telling me, like, general shit I need to know.
All right.
Okay, so how do you do your taxes? I'm just
So,
thanks, Morgan.
Yeah.
Last episode, our heroes were in a pretty bad way. They emerged victorious?
We survived.
I am putting that in the win tally.
Yeah. So to recap, they attacked a Russian warehouse full of, Russians. That's right. Yeah, Russians.
Yeah, those things. Did we just Russian?
You did. You rushed in, yeah.
Well, what?
Now, quit Stalin.
Oh, that's it, y'all.
That's a good one.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode.
I gotta go.
That's a master of puns over here. So, let's see. Gertie got shot. Mm-hmm. Morgan
got
a shot of morphine.
Morphine, yeah.
And
do I gain temporary hit points then? Because I can't feel anything.
No.
Damn it.
Morphine.
Now you're just boneless.
I hate it here.
Jordan punched out a Russian sorcerer. I'm sorry. Duke Knuckles.
Duke did too, but in my personal life, I punch out sorcerers.
All the time.
Man. That's why you don't see him hanging out.
Is your nickname Black Magic?
Yeah, it is. Woo. I hit him and say Shaka Khan.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't edit any of this.
Abracablacka. And Azeroth, he's hanging at death's door here, right?
Again.
Yeah, again.
Playing rock, paper, scissors with the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I beat him once, and that's a rematch.
Yeah, but you were like, it was out of five, and you were at 2-2 for a moment there. You were looking good.
And scary. Luckily, Morgan was able to give you, nothing. He almost killed you by stuffing bullets back into your bullet wound.
It's the thought that counts.
No, it's not. No, not even close.
It's the thought that counts.
All right. So we're going to pick up right where we left off. You guys are still in the warehouse. Azeroth is unconscious. Sidonie is hanging out trying to keep him alive still. You've stabilized him, but you're still with him. Gertie.
Unharmed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Sidonie is unharmed, I guess. She dodges bullets better than Neo.
For those of you that get that reference.
Yeah.
So listen, kids, there was there was a movie.
Is he just explaining this to like a mattress or something?
Probably. He's still talking to a box.
Yeah. He's explaining the future.
Yeah. Someone's just writing this down. He's like, oh my God,
I learned things today.
We're going to make this into a movie later on.
Oh God. All right. So you're in, Duke. You are in the back by the rear, or maybe side exit if you want to think of rear from where you guys entered. I'll say it that way. There is a unconscious Russian at your feet. By the way, he's bleeding from his neck.
Somebody's tapped in.
He's not dying. It didn't hit the artery, but...
fucked his day up.
Yeah.
He's probably pissed.
You're also back there, Gertie. Yeah. You were back there when... you ran out the back door. That's right.
Yeah, after I shot a guy in the butt.
You did. It was a butt shot.
Like Denzel in Training Day.
Yeah, shot
me in the ass.
I love that.
And Morgan, you're with Sidonie and Azeroth, and you're talking or licking a crate or something.
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
Just so you know, whatever I'm doing is very important
to you.
In your mind.
Yeah.
It will come back to help us later on.
Whatever keeps you alive.
I'm sure.
You keep up that faith there.
It will. I believe. Right.
Let's rock and roll. Or jazz, whatever they do at this time.
Do you shout that?
Swing?
Duke shouts everything.
Yeah, that's what he does. He narrates.
You can hear me, damn it. Still my favorite line. All right.
All right, yeah.
Mr. Exposition, take it away.
Who's going first?
Oh, whoever's ready. The only one who can't do anything is, Morgan and Azeroth. The other three are welcome to. And you can think you're doing lots of things, Morgan.
Oh, and of course, yeah. And I'm going to just gloat in front of Michael when it comes to.
Be like, what are you talking about? You're the one who got high.
You are unconscious.
You are the one who doped yourself.
You don't know what's happening.
I feel like I warned you not to do that.
I gave you a blood transfusion. Gave you open heart surgery and everything. Single-handedly.
With your tiny pinky saved your life.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah.
Tiny
pinky.
It's average
size.
I was very confused.
For the men of this generation.
Is he still explaining that to you?
It's cold on the East Coast. Is that what you're saying?
It's cold on the East Coast.
I'm so sorry.
I was swimming earlier.
And the Atlantic is not forgiving.
The Atlantic is not a forgiving ocean, all right?
Okay.
Reminds me when I was in the war and European waters are even colder.
I'm going to check this Russian guy at my feet for how alive he is and if I can like leave him there, because if this guy pops up, I'm going to regret leaving him unhammered.
What?
I have a bloody hammer.
Not alcohol.
Well, why don't you roll me an intelligence check as inspiration.
You're speaking to Duke?
Yes.
I am just working on Azeroth still.
And Gertie, you know that this guy was using magic.
Yes.
You saw him. You shot him.
Surface
intelligence
check.
Go. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
No, you were running from this guy because you ran out the door because he was chasing you.
That's 100.
Oh, that is 100. That's all zeros. Okay, I was thinking the one is the lowest one. Zero is the
highest one. Got... Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is this a person? I don't know.
He's bleeding.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can kick him. I got nothing, so I'm just going to kick him and see if he, like, breathes or anything. And if he gives me any inkling he's alive, I'm going to kill him.
You kick him, and he moderately, like, kind of groans, but he's not getting up. And he doesn't look conscious.
Oh, guys, vote. Should I kill him?
Yes. No.
That's two for yes.
What? I don't think my vote counts.
I'll just break his hands.
Sorcerers need those, right?
I break his hands.
I like the compromise there.
Yeah, that way he can't sneak up on us and do some sneaky shit.
No, everyone fears the mighty turtle.
My hands are under the table, and I feel this wet slime on it all of a sudden. There's a dog coming over for some love.
Hi, buddy.
All right, so you just stomp on his fingers?
Yeah, I'm going to break his fingers or his hands. I'm just going to make sure this guy can't, like, get up and try to, like, shoot us in the back or something. I got to, like, stop his ability to wage battle.
You could tie him up.
What if he's breaking his hands knuckles.
Ooh, misery him.
What the hell does that mean?
I like this hand crushing thing. Why are we
trying
to?
Yeah, I'm crushing his hands.
You haven't seen or read the book?
About the Kathy Bates movie?
Yeah, with Stephen King.
What?
Where she gets hobbled, or he hobbles her?
What?
Other way around.
She hobbles him.
She hobbles him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna misery anybody.
They can't walk.
Yeah, I'm cool with him not being able to shoot us with his fingers.
But he can run.
He can't run far.
They can't run far?
Yeah, I also brained him earlier, so he'll be dizzy. But,
all right, fair enough.
Fingers stepped on.
All right, so yeah, you break out his fingers, and that brings back consciousness, actually, and he's screaming.
Okay, well, now I've got my gun on him.
He's not really sitting up.
He's like on the ground, rolling around, broken-ass fingers.
Oh, he's not going to sneak up on us.
I guess now that like the shooting has stopped, I'm gonna come back in because
okay, you heard
what's happening?
You heard Duke ha and then screaming.
Yeah, I'm like okay, are we winning? Are we winning?
You see him standing over a man who's rolling around on the ground as his fingers broken and assumption is you just stomped on him with your boot heel. Okay,
abnormally large size 15s.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not shooting crazy laser beams at me, so I'm cool with it. I don't know. Whatever sorcerers do.
You are bleeding, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But that means I don't have to run.
Yes. So, yes, he's screaming something out in Russian.
He's trying to cast a spell. Somebody come back me up.
He's speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
You could literally kick him in the head.
All right, I'm kicking him in the head. Yeah. Somebody better come do something. I'm just keep beating this dude's ass until somebody takes a turn. Anybody?
I'm going to find my way over. My bleeding self over
I'm
there.
Trying to, you know, not let Michael die. I feel like that's going to take quite some time.
Probably.
You knocked him out again.
All right. Got him. We're sure this time.
All right. You did hear someone screaming from the other side of the warehouse. And Duke laughing or whatever the hell he was doing. All right. So you came in. This guy, he's just in time to see, you know, the man screaming. Starts saying something in Russian, and Duke kicks him in the face and knocks him out.
He was talking backwards or something.
He's speaking Spanish, man.
Why don't you go ahead and roll an inspiration roll there?
Sure. Just
Gertie.
A 20,
yeah? No, roll a 2d10. Over. You got to go under your intelligence.
Oh, good. I'm good at that. Oh, yeah. That's fine.
What'd you get?
I got a 34.
Is that under your hard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's under my extreme.
It's under your extreme?
Uh-huh.
How?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I flipped him. My fault.
All right.
No, he's under my
heart. I
don't think that's possible.
Sorry, I don't know why my brain just flipped those numbers. Right.
Okay, so you realize this guy was a sorcerer. He may have some valuable information.
Do I realize that he's only knocked out?
Yeah, you can see him breathing still.
I didn't kill him.
See, look, still breathing.
Yeah. Maybe tying him up and, you know.
Yeah, I think that would be wise.
Good idea.
I'm also concerned with the fact that my girdle is probably not putting enough pressure to staunch the bleeding. mm-hmm. So, there's that.
Yeah.
Duke, help.
Yes, thank you, Duke.
Is he a caveman now?
Duke, help.
Sorry, even when I get violent, I get simple.
I think most men do.
Why don't you,
Constitution?
Morgan, why don't you roll to see if you, Constitution roll to see if you stay conscious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was under my hard. Yeah, 23 under my...
All right, very good. So, you guys tie up the Russian?
Yes.
All right, very good. And
did we kill literally all of the other Russians except this one sorcerer with the smashed hand?
Three of them actually got away. So
they were scared of me.
Does one of them have a shot in the ass?
That guy's dead.
Darn. Why?
The visual was just funny to me. Oh, amusing, yes. If you will.
I thought so too.
So now anybody feel the need to search the warehouse?
I do.
I definitely do, but I mean, I don't want him to die.
I feel safe turning the lights back on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good idea.
Am I able to search?
You think you can?
You know what? Let's do it.
Pulls up like a piece of wood. I found something.
And see how bad my search is. Yeah, if it's really good, it'd be like, I found something. I don't know if it's important or not. It's like, it's the key.
It's a possum.
Yeah. That's a 48. That's under my search.
I mean, you're searching. There's a lot of boxes. You manage to find a pry bar.
Cool.
And open up one of the boxes, and inside is guns and ammo.
Medical supplies.
Oh, God.
You're unconscious.
Get away.
You're unconscious.
Get away from
me. You don't know.
You know what I'd say.
No.
Oh, might I remind you guys, there is a cage outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Nope, don't remember this at all.
Yeah, they were bringing something in from the boat.
It's a big cage.
A cage? Like an animal cage?
Yeah.
It had a big sheet cover over it.
Uh-huh, and it was making some crazy noises.
Well, I'd make crazy noises if I was locked up in a cage, too.
I want to go look at it.
Okay.
Let's go look at it. Oh, wait a minute. I can't.
Yes. Prop them up like Weekend at Bernie's. That's where I'd look.
Put a fedora over it.
So, you were searching?
It's...
Okay.
I'm going to go look under the sheet.
Yes. Go ahead and roll a sanity check for me.
Oh, yay! I'm bad at those. Oh, I'm really bad at those. Oh, boy, that was an 81.
You failed?
Where's your sanity at?
66.
Okay. Yeah, so roll a 1d6.
So glad I didn't check under that damn sheet.
Four.
I can't lose anymore.
You lose 4 sanity points.
Huzzah!
Oh, my goodness!
It's okay. I still have 62.
How many sanity points do you have?
46.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't really start off all that sane. A life of henching really didn't do a lot for my sanity.
I mean, a life of staring into the occult void didn't help me at all, so.
What's your sanity at?
68. Wait, that's my luck.
I'm looking at it.
It's 48.
What the shit?
Still too high.
Mine is 83.
I got 82 sanity.
How?
Because I'm grounded in reality.
I'm grounded in reality. Sorry.
My sanity is 81. I was looking at luck.
You are not grounded in reality.
Apparently I am, because I'm the sanest one here.
What?
You're more grounded in denial.
Yeah. Well, denial is a river.
You recognize from your various studies what you were looking at.
What am I looking at?
You've never seen a living one before. As far as you know, no one has. Mm. But it is a actual gargoyle.
Cool.
Is it voiced by gargoyle? Keith David?
No.
Is it stone?
There are 1,000 years. We live again.
Yes.
I love that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So.
Cool.
Cool, not cool.
Not cool.
They're dangerous.
Well, yeah. But isn't it, let's see. It was like 1 a.m. when the ship came in, so I'm assuming it's got to be at least 2, because they were unloading for a bit. So, you know, got a few hours to be like, poke it with a stick.
Gargoyles don't turn to stone in the daylight. No, that's only on the TV show.
Damn.
Why not?
I think we should shoot it.
I thought that was actually part of their myth.
No.
Not necessarily in Cthulhu.
And as for shooting it, no one has seen one of these alive. Come on.
Yeah,
and
they're not going to have to. Yeah.
There's
probably a reason why. We should probably just fix this right now. We all have guns.
You're outvoted on this one. Sorry, dude. I sided with you last time. You didn't come with me, so I'm not going with you this time. Sorry.
What are we going to do with the gargoyle then?
It is thrashing at the cage.
I'm going to just lower the sheet.
Okay.
You guys are all outside, right?
No. Well, I am.
Where's the cage?
Outside.
Okay.
I'm at least
still working
looking.
On Michael. Okay.
You guys have tied up the Russian, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm at least looking at the cage, but I'm not going over that thing.
All right.
No. One of you big, strong men want to come and carry Michael to the car?
I got it.
No, you do not.
I got it.
I got that.
Get away from me.
Yeah. You're unconscious.
And
he's thinking it real
bleeding
hard.
The least
I'm
out of the three.
I'm projecting, and I can see that I don't want you there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll help, but...
Yeah. Sorry, as the sanest one here...
Shut up, dude. Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
I will be in charge of carrying Michael to the car.
All right, so we put Michael in the car, and then has enough time passed that, like, do I still need to be working on him every second of the day?
No.
I think you're okay.
All right. So then I want to go and find Gertie.
Okay. So aside from gargoyle cage there...
What?
There may or may not be a gargoyle in that cage. Is there anything else, Mr. Exposition, that it appears to be interesting? I don't know if any of the boxes are labeled in a language that I could understand.
They're labeled in Russian.
Yep. Damn it.
So there is a shipping manifest, also written in Russian, and you know none of this stuff. Just by looking at it is legit.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see in the artifacts box that you looked in, a lot of interesting things that you wouldn't suspect Russian mobs to have.
Such as?
Various totems, different little, like there's different statuettes of what look like monstrosities, right? Including one that is maybe about 2 feet tall, and it's a bulbous-looking creature with an octopus's head and bat wings.
Huh.
It's just gross to look at.
Do I recognize it with my occulty knowledge?
Yeah, you can roll for it.
Okay. Oh, dice, be on my side. What is my knowledge of gold? Oh, I'm good. I got that.
All right. Yes, you do recognize the bas relief or the bas relief of Cthulhu.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And you know that even handling this thing could be dangerous for someone of the occult.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming that I didn't just, like, pick the thing up.
No, no, you're pushing off the hay
okay.
and then...
I was going to bury it. Yeah. Just like, oh, fuck that. No,
point,
thank you.
Point of technicality, just someone of the occult or anybody?
Anybody, but, yeah. It's not necessarily something you just want to play with.
What about...
Sorry. I'm not of the occult. Can I touch it? That's all I was saying.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, as somebody who knows what the consequences could be, it's like, oh, fuck!
What was that?
Oh, fuck!
All right.
You asked.
I need that to be in my car horn.
Get out of the way, asshole!
Oh, fuck!
You know somebody's going to make that into, like, a fucking ringtone.
I know, right? Every time Andrea calls, oh, fuck! It isn't. It's Andrea, obviously.
Obviously.
So, the pretty thorough search.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't find much else.
Okay.
So, what are we doing with the gargoyle?
Click, click.
I'm not going to touch it.
The bullets can touch it.
No.
Am I back from taking Nazaroth to the car?
Yeah, you're wandering back. Also, just so you know, it is a living creature, mm-hmm. and they're not good or evil.
Yeah, but you also don't want to just, like, you know, oh, look, a wild lion. I'm just going to take this home with me.
No, not at all.
You know?
And
we can't just release it either.
I'm just going to leave it there.
I'm kind of loopy enough to be like, I'm Mr. Gargoyle.
You go and approach it?
I mean, the cage.
You're in
the cage?
No, the cage.
Oh. I heard it. I'm in the cage. I'm like, no.
Approach the cage.
Well, okay. None of y'all were looking at us. Slipped in.
The sheet's covering the cage, so you lift it up and look at it?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay, roll a sanity check.
Leave this damn gargoyle alone.
7.
You're good.
You bitch.
Sanest one here.
Whoa. I think he should have disadvantage because then you have fucking morphine or something.
I don't know. I'd play that to an advantage. He just has no, like, concept that this is real.
He's just
So I talked to him. I missed the gargoyle.
Why is he?
It's just
it makes no fucking sense.
Staring at you like a caged animal.
Do you speak?
No.
Morgan, back away from the cage.
You can see 4-inch talons coming out of very large hands.
Ah.
It's squatting in the corner of the cage. Now, this isn't a very big cage now. Okay, And its tail's whipping back and forth like an agitated beast. And its wings are kind of wrapped around in front of it it's guarded.
I grab him by the back of the
collar. There's a low growling that's deep enough and loud enough you could feel it in the ground.
Well, let's feed him the sorcerer.
No.
Yes. That's a great idea.
You're passed out in the car.
No. Get hungry? Hear me out. Call him Lassie and let him go once we feed him.
That's not how that's going to work, is it?
He's neither good nor evil. We do something nice for him. He leaves us alone.
No. We're going to leave it here. We're going to take the sorcerer with us. And then we're going to get out of here. Because all of us, save one, is very, very injured. All
right, fair enough. Let's just take the sorcerer and I promise I won't lay hands on him anymore.
Thank you.
Roll a spot hidden check. You're still looking in the cage?
Can I look in the cage too?
Yeah. Roll a sanity check.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
You see a red collar around its neck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not red. Gray collar. So it's almost the same color as the skin.
Okay.
And on it, you can see symbols etched into the collar.
Oh. Is it in Spanish?
Everything is.
I did not pass.
Okay, go ahead and roll 1d6.
Six.
Damn.
Yeah.
Am I 6 less sane now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so can I Can I tell what those things
that
are?
Uh
oh. 6 points. That's a lot of damage. Quick, get your flex seal.
What the fuck? Wait, who's getting damaged?
She just took
it's
six.
Sanity, though.
No, but remember, if you take a good amount of sanity damage in one turn, something bad happens.
Oh, I did not remember that.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
So she has gone temporarily insane at the sight of this monstrous beast.
You say fail. I say pass with flying colors because it got the highest numbers possible.
I think you're saying flying colors.
Yeah. I'm true.
So upon sight of this beast, you scream and backpedal away.
No, I want to go closer and try and touch it.
No.
With my animal handling.
She is insane.
You've lost control.
No.
So yes, for the next 4 hours, you are near hysterics at the thought of this creature.
Why does insane mean I have to be hysterical? Is it because I'm a woman?
Yes.
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 Very, very sexist here. Yes. It's the 20s.
Most likely.
But I'm not hysterical. I don't feel like that would be Sidonese.
Oh, God, a woman with an opinion. That's she's right. Hysterical.
I feel
she's
like a witch.
I'm emotions at people. Any moment.
Like, I got the steak.
I'm wet and hysterical.
Would, do you think her hysterical would be like actively trying to shoot some, like anybody she sees or something?
Why are you
like
making it worse for us?
Right, right. Fine. You're, I'll give you this. You're not hysterical, you, but you are
freaked out that I saw a gargoyle.
Yes, but you are also unable to connect this to reality.
Oh, yeah, that's not a gargoyle. Oh, you mean like how Michael is all the time.
Yes. I'm not.
Except that you are you are muttering to yourself, and you're like, I just need to go to the car. Yeah, I need to go to the car.
Way better.
If I could just touch it, then it's definitely going to be a dog.
Absolutely not.
Just touch it. Let me just go and touch
No.
It's going to be a dog?
No. I am apparently dragging everyone to the car by their collars.
I mean, it has a collar.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Duke is dragging him with you.
Okay. No, stop. No, hold on.
No, wait.
Gargoyle has a collar.
But no, that's
so that
not
means
a gargoyle.
It belongs to someone.
Yeah. Fido. So, hey.
No.
If it doesn't have a return address or a number to call, then it's ours.
You're unconscious.
I should just not even be here.
I'm trying to be included.
Trying so hard to be included.
We probably should get out of here before the gargoyle's owner or more Russians show up.
Yes, exactly. Let's go.
Why would they need a gargoyle? Who's got a gargoyle?
We're going to find that out later. We don't have the mental or physical power to figure that out right now.
There's no gargoyle.
Yes, Sydney, there wasn't a gargoyle. Okay, you're absolutely correct. Yes.
All right. Real quick, do I recognize the symbols on the...
Not at all. No, it's mystic mumbo jumbo to you.
Mystic mumbo jumbo.
Can I take a quick peek at it?
Sure.
Okay. I was about to say, can I do some type of roll to see if I remember them?
That's a 23. What am I rolling under?
For you would have to be rolling under your occult.
Oh, boom.
I'm sorry, your Cthulhu Mythos.
Nope. Well, then I did not get it.
Okay.
Damn it.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so you could tell it's mystic writing.
Okay.
But... You don't understand it.
The good news is I have a photographic memory, so I can write it down later.
I think it's
actually
that.
No. The symbols don't stay where they're supposed to.
Ah, that shit.
I wish everybody could have seen that face right now.
I don't think everybody here saw that face.
That's just fine. I have a very elastic face.
It was great.
So, yes. So, Duke, are you in any sort of physical condition to drive?
Of course. I'm Duke Knuckles.
Okay. I can drive.
No, I'm driving.
Yes, I definitely
You are
know.
Out of your mind right now. You are.
You don't know anything about my mind. All
you
know.
You're going to keep harping on that, aren't you? That you're the
sanest there
one
is
here.
Not.
Yeah, I put my keys in the car.
All I know is you all are crazy because you think there is a...
Was it your car?
No.
Yeah, one of them is mine.
You guys drove one car here, right? Or no, you had to drive two.
No, we had to drive
two. Yeah.
So I'm going to say that Duke drives one. I will drive the other.
Why can't I
sit down?
Why can't I drive?
You have a driver.
Because I'm driving.
That's true.
You do have a driver.
I like my driver.
All right. So you guys get in your car. Do you return to the safe house or?
Safe house wasn't safe last time we left.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't the safe house compromised?
We can go to my office. We're in New York, right?
Yeah.
We go to my office.
Best thing we got.
Arkham? Or is your office in New York?
My office is in Arkham. I reside in Arkham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can drive the 2 hours to Arkham.
I don't really have a say in this, so cool, whatever.
Yeah. That's correct.
Is it?
You remember that.
I'm assuming there's more than one safe house.
Mm-hmm.
Would I know of another one?
Was that? Mm-hmm. That was a really small. Mm-hmm.
I was actually biting my mustache hair, and he said it. I'm like,
he's caught yourself mid word,
like in speaking whale.
Facial
hair's
so weird.
Exactly. Oh. So there is another safe house. Yeah.
Is it a safe house?
Well, I mean, you'd have to go there to find that out.
It is a house. It might be safe.
I mean, Sydney keeps an apartment here, right?
I don't know. Where are we?
New York.
We already established that you do have a residence here.
Yes, oh, yeah,
not for gargoyles.
No, I know, but we're not bringing the gargoyle, honey.
Also, as a lasting effect, if you see gargoyles on buildings... you'll have something similar to PTSD.
Okay, we're not going to stop them.
Have something similar to PTSD if you bring up that word again. We are leaving now. Yeah. We can just go to my house.
You've seen.
Okay, so yeah, we'll just go to Sydney's apartment.
We're leaving now. We're going to just go to my house. Yeah.
She has PTGS.
Post-traumatic gargoyle syndrome.
That's right.
Okay. I'm so glad that you guys shared that brain cell, because I was like, as how what? How is just a letter salad?
All right.
That's a letter salad.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, I got it when he said it.
Yeah.
Austin.
So you guys are going where?
My house.
Sydney's house.
Sydney's house?
Yep, my apartment.
It's not affiliated with the organization that might be trying to off us.
And I am very much convinced her house is in the shape of a gun.
Oh my.
No, I'm picturing more like a penthouse or
something.
It's not really my house. It's my parents'.
Yeah, I was saying an apartment or something.
In the shape of a gun.
No, the what is that, the thing that goes up top with the north, south, east, and west thing?
The windmill.
Yeah, it has a gun on top of it. Yeah, weather vane. Yeah, it has a gun on it.
A windmill of guns?
It's like the Wheel of Fortune of guns. Like, which gun am I going to kill you with?
It's getting more like Willy Wonka.
All right, so you guys roll up to your, I have no idea, Fifth Avenue?
Sure.
Or something overlooking Central Park or something,
the ritzy part.
Cool.
And you do what?
Get everybody inside.
Okay. Yes.
To start with.
And by the way, the morphine is not wearing off, but you're not stupid loopy anymore.
Gotcha.
No, he's just stupid.
Yeah.
Sanest one here.
How?
Yeah. Sane does not equal bullshit. Intelligence.
Exactly.
My intelligence stat. Where is it?
He can't even find it. It's okay.
70. 70. What's your intelligence stat at?
80.
God damn it.
Mine's 85.
Damn it.
Michael's is like 90.
Sit down.
My what?
Son?
My what?
Intelligence.
Mine is
like a
90. My what?
Hey, the person who graduates last in their med school class
still
doctor.
Graduated, yeah.
But
what's your education?
I'm still great at what I do. My education? My education's a 70.
Okay. Oh, my education is
higher. Mine's 75.
My education, at least I use my education.
Wow.
Yeah. So, not the way he spoke right now, you didn't.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're at my place.
I agree with everything everyone says, only because I can't disagree.
Okay. The inside of the apartment is very clean and well kept.
Delightful. Let's bleed on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it before.
Yeah, what gets blood out of cars? Because I need to get Michael's failure out of my...
I don't know. Marta knows.
All right. The servant answers the door.
I said, hello, Marta. And then I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed
you said Marta or Marco?
Marta.
A
with
woman?
The T.
Marta.
Okay.
Hello.
She's she helps... She helps... you guys find a place to lay the bodies.
Bodies?
She takes the nice linens off of things.
Good, yes.
Yes. You go ahead and call your family doctor. He does make house calls.
Oh, goody.
At 3 in the morning.
Oh, goody.
I mean, when you're getting paid as much as he is for being on retainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
About 40 minutes later... The doctor shows up in his little black bag. And
oh, I hope he's brought more than that.
And I rush in and tell him, oh, my head is hurting so bad. I need you to make sure I'm not seeing things. And then you can take care of Michael.
Wow. Sorry. Thank you, Sydney. I'm also bleeding.
Just kidding.
Because you said you're going to die.
All right, help everybody else.
Morgan again.
I know.
Alright.
I didn't realize that was going on.
Duke is killing me right now because he went to dab up the servant and then realized it was a woman. So instead he was like, oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Duke is smitten with Marta.
Oh, maybe she speaks Spanish.
Hey, finally got there. What is that, Spanish? It's kind of my catchphrase.
She just looks like, see?
It's a beautiful language. You speak it beautifully.
So, yeah, the doctor starts taking care of you guys.
Okay.
Let me roll a little something here. Huh, that's good, yeah. Well, that's worthless, too.
Delightful. Try to figure out how well he kills us?
No. Let's try to, you know, roll a couple of hit points to give you guys a bonus there. But, all right, so here's the problem.
Okay.
He patches you up.
Okay.
But you guys have been shot multiple times. So
our bodies are used to it.
You don't develop a bullet immunity.
Completely invincible.
It's not, you know.
The T cells are starting to.
Yeah. I heal faster.
No, you don't, Sloverine. So he does patch you guys up. But you are ordered to bed rest. You.
That'd be
Azeroth,
Gertie.
Azeroth, Gertie, and Morgan.
Nope, you.
Yeah.
Take a guess, lucky listeners.
Yes, listeners, keep up. Come on.
Pay attention to what's visually happening.
Pay attention
medium.
To my pointing and terrible narration skills.
Tune in next episode to find out who's actually on bed rest.
Yes.
So, yeah, the three of you are not to be moving around. You can tear the stitches, reopen the wounds.
Yay.
So he's pretty adamant that you guys stay put for at least 3 to 5 days.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
But you couldn't because he
actually says it's more like weeks, but he knows that
minimum.
Ain't
gonna,
that's not happening.
Yeah.
So then I guess it's up to me to interrogate this Russian.
No.
Sure is. I'll be your backup.
Okay, well, good cop, bad cop this, except neither one of us are cops.
And one of you is insane still, right?
Whoa. Not insane. Just a little bit freaked out.
Mentally broken?
Nope.
Yes.
Nothing is wrong. Everything is copacetic. We are good.
That's what a crazy person
You be quiet.
Says.
I'm talking to a corpse.
Don't worry. I'm trusting you.
He's not dead. But he's almost there.
So then do you want to be good cop or bad cop?
You take the lead, and I just stand back there smiling with a gun.
All right, I'll be good cuff.
Oh, my.
What is that going to entail?
I'll go easy on him.
I'll beat him only within an inch of his leg.
Yeah, that's a whole inch.
Did we already crush his hands?
Yeah. Well, he couldn't zap us with his magic, maybe.
No, we're good.
I don't know what else he can do.
So the Russian is bound and gagged in one of the bedrooms or a closet or something.
They can be in there, right? They want to, resting while we interrogate this guy. You know,
except Azeroth, he is not allowed to be in there because he is unconscious.
Yes. Still. Soon, young one.
No worry.
Soon.
I'll fill you in, brother.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to disagree with you because I can't.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, let's interrogate.
All right, so you...
I'm going to yank the gag, like... uncomfortably off so he knows I mean business.
And then smack him with it a couple times.
So he's looking up at you and his eyes are blazing with hatred. And you yank the gag out of his mouth?
Yep.
He starts yelling something in Russian.
I don't understand Spanish for nothing. So you're going to stop that right now.
He doesn't stop. But you do start feeling queasy.
Oh, queasy for cheesy.
I should have broken his jaw.
Put the gag back on.
All right, gag's going back on. Burf.
He tries to avoid it, but he can't. And so, but you get the gag in, and he's muffled. And when you do, the feeling goes away.
Oh, he's got that sonic magic crap. We're going to have to knock him around a bit so he doesn't use that, I think.
I don't know if that'll work.
I don't have any other plans. This is why I brought you, Sydney.
Could we just
try talking to him?
We just did. He almost
tried. Yeah, no, you ripped the gag out of his mouth. Nobody's going to take kindly to that.
Fine. I'll keep the gag in his mouth and make him answer yes or no questions. And that if he doesn't, great. I'll smack the hell out of him.
What's your favorite color?
What is your quest? Yeah. Red. Answer me.
Yeah. Orange. Your favorite color teal.
My God.
So.
All right. Start asking him questions, and if he's dishonest or he gives us, you know, he doesn't answer yes or no or doesn't cooperate, I'm going to hit the hell out of him. Go, Sydney. You're smart at this.
Oh, God. I can't. She's just dying.
I was going to say, who does number two work for?
Yeah. Yeah, you tell him, buddy.
You tell that turd who's boss.
That's right. Do you work for the Russians?
I'm not very sane right now. Remember?
Yes. No.
Oh, right.
All right. How about Sydney? Just sit down.
I'm sitting.
Gertie, get in here.
I'm going to move the chair that I'm assuming that I was sitting in just in front of him.
Get in here and help us question him properly.
Yes.
What do we want to know?
Well, I mean, we want to know what the gargoyle thing is about. We want to know why the hell the Russians want to kill us.
There's no gargoyle.
Right, sorry. The thing in the cage. We want to know why they had that thing in the cage.
It's a very big dog.
Yes, very. And we want to know why the Russians are trying to kill us. Now, unfortunately...
I would like to know that one. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, these are not yes or no questions. Mm. These require a bit of explanation. So, Sydney, if you would, could you grab a glass of water, please? For our friend...
Yes. Are you going to poison it? Are we right in front of him? You can't hear me.
No. I'm trying to make nice with him.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
I go get some water and poison him.
No, you don't. I don't think we'll keep poison glass in the house.
You don't know me then. But yes, okay, fine. I won't poison it. I'll just bring you some normal water.
Great. So.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on him, but you do what you need to do with this water.
Now, here's how this is going to go. If you would please. I'm going to take this gag out of your mouth. I'm going to let you have a sip of water. And then we need to talk. Are we clear? Does he nod?
He just stares at you.
I'll put the knuckle dusters on.
You pantomiming a gun over there?
Yes.
And he's creeping around with a gun.
Exactly what I said I was going to do. Stand back there, smile maniacally, and hold the gun.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As you can tell, I am the least trigger happy of everyone here.
Yes.
That said, if you step a toe out of line, they will shoot you in non-fatal areas.
Do you think I could shoot his tongue out of his mouth from the side without killing him?
No.
You could, but
intimidate
he needs that tongue. He does need that tongue.
What do I need to beat? Do we have That's not my thing.
I was going to say I have him write stuff down, but I think I kind of fucked that
I did
that
not
up.
Make the intimidate roll.
All right. Do you want to roll an intimidate roll?
Yes, I do. Duke? Where's my intimidate at?
Okay. It was close, though.
It's underneath. Is it underneath? It's underneath my regular.
Okay.
I want to roll again.
So he looks at the two of you and the things you're doing and looks back. He looks at Sydney and Duke. Mm-hmm. And then you can see realization dawning in his eyes.
Oh, good.
And so you recognize that he's beginning to understand his predicament.
Yeah. Does he nod that that is okay? That mm-hmm.
He nods.
Cooperative. Excellent. So I very gently take the gag out of his mouth, and I take the glass of water that Sydney has provided, and I give him a couple of sips of that.
He does not drink it.
Of course not.
Yeah. As I hand her the water, I say, nobody answered me about the tongue question.
I did.
I said, hell no.
You don't think I could do that?
No.
Imagine you probably could.
Fine, let's
but
keep going.
He needs his tongue.
The water is fine. I promise you I didn't poison it. This time. All right.
So, since he's not wanting to take the water, I'm just going to set that off to the side for later. Maybe I need to splash it in his face or something. I don't know. All right. So, first and foremost, why are the Russians trying to kill us?
Because first, what makes you think you are important enough to kill?
We've seen the hit list with dates. We know that someone is after us, and it appears that they are Russian.
You are a small piece of big puzzle.
Well then, tell me what the full puzzle is.
You couldn't understand.
Then
and if I told you everything... If I told you everything, you would lose your mind 1,000 times.
Too late. Hit me.
He goes, when my master rises, there will be nothing left for you to live on.
Ah, those statues. Are you referring to, is it okay if I say the name?
Of what?
Cthulhu.
No.
No, I can't say it.
I mean, you can, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not, there's no consequences
okay.
for saying
Cthulhu. Wasn't sure if it was like, you know, you must not be named or whatever.
Squid face.
Yes.
And that gets you cursed too.
No. Such disrespect cannot be tolerated.
Squid face McSection cups.
Oh God, no. McBat wings.
Anyway. You can tell him to suck it.
Nah.
Sorry, I'm just winging these jokes.
Yes,
guys.
We know.
All right. So, are you talking about Cthulhu?
Cthulhu? No. He goes. He gets a look on his face that is positively fiendish. We want to rule the world, not destroy it.
All right.
As our king will rise. From the flames, like a mighty, firebird.
Hastur.
Yes. Mm. You do not understand with the forces that you meddle.
I would very much like to not meddle with it. However, it appears that the Russians or the Sicilians or someone has decided that they are going to drag us into it. So, who is trying to kill us? And why?
Not me. Not my people.
But you know who? Because there were definitely Russians sent to our door.
I know nothing.
I'm sure.
What do the Kincaids have to do with this?
The kin who?
Kincaids! They're nice people.
Or perhaps...
I don't know of who you speak.
Bartholomew Windy Britches, perhaps?
Peace. No. Do not know who that is.
Well, I suppose if you don't know anything, then you're of no use to us.
I can shoot his tongue.
Or other parts, I suppose.
Let me gut punch him. Break his kneecap.
Or just twist his fingers.
Well, I'll gut punch him first. Yeah, I'll just gut punch him one time, just to loosen up his sense of wanting to talk.
Yeah, okay. You hit him. Can't resist, so.
Yes. With the dusters on. A little bit of extra.
All right. Just do what you want to me. I will be rewarded in the afterlife.
Mm.
Oh.
If there's anything left of you, we'll see. Now, what about the creature in the cage?
That was a giant dog.
Yeah, tell us about the winged puppy.
Tell us.
I very specifically did not say
about
gargoyle.
The dog. You mentioned the cage.
Yes, I did.
Dog. Yes. Every... How do you say... Hideout? Needs guard dog.
What kind of a hideout would need a guard dog like that?
A very, very... hip one. Yes. Good word. It is how you say the bee's knees.
Bees don't have knees. I'll slug them again. This guy's pissing me off.
Getting this anatomically incorrect. I'll slug him again.
Hit him with an insect anatomy book.
Yeah, read!
It's like are you Russian or stupid?
I need to go cool off.
You guys understand he's probably not going to tell you much more.
Mm-hmm. We already learned about that one fire guy. That's supposed to rise. I did not know anything about him.
Now, quick question of a sort of off-topic, almost sort of off-topic nature. Hastur, would he have some sort of, like, antithesis? Or somebody who would, like, stand in the way that I might call upon?
you guys are it.
That's it. We're it.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. I wasn't sure if there was another godly force.
Don't forget, remember, you have that book.
We do. Do I remember anything from reading through that book?
Because
I do have photographic memory.
Did you read all the way through it?
Yes.
You say now.
I've had lots of time.
You haven't. You guys have been moving from one place.
You know what? I've been in a couple
reading.
You know, some couple hour car rides. I think I've had enough time.
God, could you imagine how car sick you'd get reading in a car from the 20s? Before they had shock absorbers. All right, so yeah, you've read through it. I mean, you haven't in depth read everything.
Okay.
And you haven't had a chance to do any of the translate any of the parts that are written in other languages.
Okay. That's weird, but okay.
It's written, some of it's written in ancient languages.
Huh. I was unaware.
Yeah. It's not just written in English.
I don't know.
Spanish.
You wouldn't think that a lot of the Bible would have been in English either, but here we are.
It's in Spanish
50
too.
50 million versions.
Yeah.
So.
All of them in
not
Spanish.
Not quite the same. Just so you know. But, so you have the book, did you get it?
I think. We should have had it.
And I mean, do you have it with you?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, so you go get your book here. Are you going to, like, show it to him?
Sure.
What is this?
A book.
I see.
The Amber Pyre. No.
This is no book of Amber Pyre. That is the word bullshit.
Mm.
It's a fake.
Hey, I kind of like this guy.
You're still dead. Unconscious. Still.
Don't worry, Michael. Dead. You're not dead. Don't let him talk.
Not yet.
Say that again.
It was real. If it was the real Book of Amber, you could not look at it and maintain your mind.
Okay, so if we find the real book, we let Morgan read it first.
Wow.
We need to knock him down a few pegs.
Just watch. I don't know what it's like. Just watch. I still
go ahead and roll a Cthulhu mythos. See if you get it.
Yes, I do. Just under the regular.
You
no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Cthulhu mythos. God fucking. No, I missed it.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you do intelligence the first time?
No, I did my occult.
Oh.
How much? How much did you miss it?
Oh, by lots. Oh. I pushed it.
You get the sneaking suspicion that he's telling you the truth.
Uh-huh.
This thing felt like it wasn't... Like, you know it's not a spell book.
Yeah.
It's more like a history book.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You cannot stop what's coming. You stand in the way of a avalanche. Hmm. You will die.
You stand in the way of an avalanche. You
name
will
Duke
die.
Knuckles. Punch, 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 punch. No, just kidding.
So, do I get to, you know...
Yes, I can leave you at the mercy of my cohorts. That's fine.
Can I check this guy out?
Yes.
I feel dishonorable now. He said, you know, he wouldn't be hurt if he cooperated a little.
I didn't say that shit.
He has been rather uncooperative with providing anything... of substance.
Yeah, I feel like I know a lot more than I did before, but okay.
He tried to mumble rap me to death. Like, I can't let that slide.
Mumble rap you?
It's not invented yet. This guy, I have to kill him before he ruins music forever.
Alright, so I...
And he fucked up the knees of bees.
Yeah, seriously.
How are we supposed to let all of that go and just let this man live?
So I'm just gonna shove the gag back in his mouth.
Okay.
And soak it with the water. No.
What?
And soak it with the water.
He's going to put a towel over his face and just start throwing waterboarding.
You should have been more cooperative.
I'm sorry. That was just like an evil, intrusive thought that just happened.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I don't think they've invented that yet. Or maybe they have. I don't know.
I can kill them off screen if that feels better for everybody else. Just, you know.
Whatever you want. I wanted him to go out slowly and painfully.
He will.
Are you guys killing him?
No.
No.
I am not.
No?
Oh.
I am not.
I'm killing him.
Okay.
I'm killing him. We can't have a loose end like this out here. I'm going to break his neck.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm just going to, like, you know,
play with his fingers, son.
I did. I'm not even in there. Imagine if I was in there.
Oh, God.
Light him on fire. Light him on fire.
He's not making it sort of quick. I'm just going to Shao Kahn him real quick. Crack.
Nah, I was going to, like, sit there and, like, fiddle with his fingers.
Oh, my.
I'm feeling evil today.
Yeah, I'm not Duke Torture. I'm Duke Knuckles. I just
well, apparently, torture. I am Gertie Torture.
So you snapped his neck. And,
good night, Vienna.
Out the window? Make it look like an accident?
Sure.
Yeah. No!
Oh, wait, no, this is your property.
People are not jump off windows in my place? What are you talking about?
We can take him down to the dumpster.
Yeah, I
go. Just throw him in the trash. It's the 20s. Nobody's...
Push him into the trash from the window.
Yeah. Oh, shit, he missed. Oh, well.
Yeah, don't you have, like, a garden?
Well, I mean, if we're going to do anything, we should probably throw him off of the roof.
No.
No.
No one's throwing anybody off any roofs so that there are dead bodies outside of my place.
He's going in one of your walk-in freezers.
Just go take a trip with him for a little bit and then come back. I don't care what you do with him as long as it's not by
you. You get rid of the body.
Yeah. Can we search it?
Yay!
I'll search it.
I will do some searching as well.
I got an 11 on my search.
So you search his pockets. He doesn't have much, but you do see a note written in very elegant handwriting. Mm-hmm. Says, bring the creature to the amphitheater. Signed, Kincaid.
Oh, no.
I knew he knew.
Which Kincaid do we know? So I guess I read the note out loud.
Probably both of them.
What amphitheater do you guys think that he is talking
Probably
about?
Probably the one in the basement of the cobbler shop. That's the only...
The one where all the bodies were? Yes. Did and we have Yaki. To go back there?
New guard dog. We took out the old one.
Yes. Oh, God.
You mean, y'all help me take out the old one.
Let's yes. not.
Anyway.
How much time has passed since I went insane?
It's been a few hours.
Is it time yet? Four.
No. Yeah, I remember rolling a 10. It's so weird that we have that discrepancy.
It's one of those Mandela effect things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we'll say 4 hours has passed.
Okay.
Come down off your gargoyle.
Am I off of the morphine?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
You're now in excruciating pain.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly.
Has Michael
woken? You have the equivalent of the worst hangover ever.
He should be up too.
Has Michael woken up yet?
Constitution roll. I would say constitution
roll for that.
That's our roll. That's our roll.
65.
Which means
what's your constitution?
It's exactly at my constitution.
Oh! Yeah,
that you, is... you wake up, but you are in no position to move at the moment.
I heard Great. Someone say gargle earlier.
Gargle?
Please don't tell me gargle? He's gargled nuts.
Like water?
What? What?
He's dreaming about gargling nuts?
Apparently, you're talking about gargoyles. It's a joke.
All I know is I heard you say that you want to gargle nuts.
Tap, tap.
Ow.
I got something to help out for that here. Just
don't you dare touch me. I swear.
Open up Boys. A flask and just nope. little down his throat. There you go.
Why did I make that sound?
See, he's better.
All right. You two are going to be in separate rooms from each other and me.
Please do that quickly.
Fine.
All right.
I'm going to go hide this body at one of my old henching spots. I'll be back.
Wait, you can use my driver.
Killed someone?
That's right. He was
Michael, you've got a lot to catch up on. Just
after I do the tap tap, wake him up. Good to see you, buddy. He just sees me drag a body out. But I'm going to go bury this in one of my spots. So
That walk you were doing was very Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I got a henchman from that, but I guess you could see Santa
because it was over his shoulder.
Which I got the body over his shoulder.
Dragon bodies, yeah, it's just like I'm used to it.
But more than it was like, a whole day, it's an old day's work. Just working, just, you know?
Yeah, average Tuesday night. You know?
I'll be back in like half an hour.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I'm going to go drop this off at one of my old henching body drop spots. If we're all good with that being my past.
You need someone to go with
no,
you?
No, sit
I
down.
Do not need anyone to go with me. I can do Knuckles for myself.
Just so you know, if you engage into a fight in the next 3 hours,
you are going to die.
You will suffer a penalty on everything you do.
Ooh, boy.
Fine.
That's how bad your recovery period is. Also, you're addicted to morphine.
That was fast. I still have 4 bullets left.
Was I conscious when I saw him drink the morphine?
No.
Did you Wait, do I wouldn't know at all.
No,
no,
you
probably wouldn't.
No.
Plus, you're in separate rooms now.
Separated.
And we each tell them everything that is going on, so that everybody's filled in.
I'm going to get some sleep then.
So,
all right.
Yes, we have a nice rest, and then what are we doing tomorrow?
Resting. I think that's about all we can do. Yeah. Three of us are essentially out of commission.
So after we're done resting tomorrow, what's the next step after that?
Back to the amphitheater.
Yeah.
Or back to find the Kincaids. Because...
Yeah, probably be easier to cut them off than to walk into another...
Yes,
monster fight.
We can't handle that.
So how do we cut them off? Who would know where they're going to be before they get there?
Well, we did see the address
going
somewhere in, like,
Florida
or something like that. But does that mean that they're going to be there, or...
Well, that means that their things are being sent there.
They'll be there.
That's kind of far to just go and see what's going on, but should we just go and see what's going on?
I mean...
Or do we have somewhere else we should probably look first? And does anybody want to explain more about what that guy was talking about some... bird rising from the ashes with flames. I don't know if it was a bird.
Yes, no, Hastur.
Fuzzy. Yeah, what is that?
The god Hastur? The reason why we were after the Book of the Amber Pyre.
Uh-huh.
He's apparently looking for world domination.
How do we kill him and how do we stop him and do we have a time frame?
I don't know.
We can try and find Trash Can again. Maybe he knows where the Kincaids are.
Last time we did that, I did the coin trick, and I mean, that was when you amazingly told me I was a great doctor, which I appreciate. But he also kind of freaked out, remember?
Yeah, last time.
Are we yelling in between rooms?
Yes, you must be.
I thought this was a day after.
No.
Oh, never mind. I'm asleep.
Yes, you're asleep. Shut up.
Just mid-conversation?
Yes. You know, he's done stranger things in his sleep. But anyway. So.
We can rest and talk about it tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to try and figure out what the plan is.
My brain is no longer working. So.
The plan is Florida.
Planet Florida?
Yes. We'll go to Planet Florida. And we will handle this in person. They're sending that stuff there. We meet the shipment and kick the ass of whoever receives it.
Are you, like, dragging the body away as you're saying this?
He's got back.
He's
real fast.
He's back.
He's back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a real good henchman.
He literally stuffed it down the trash chute.
New York. No one's going to say dick.
Just be like, what is that? That's probably another body.
Yeah,
all right,
I fucking killed the guy and I'm throwing him away. What are you doing? Stop looking at me.
Not your business.
Yeah. Like, yeah, fair enough. The guy brings up a few good points in one sentence.
All right.
So
you guys have a few options. You have the address of where some shipments are going for the Kincaids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know... Windy Britches is somehow involved.
Mm-hmm. We know the gargoyle is going somewhere.
We know where the gargoyle is going.
Sorry, that was what I meant.
You know the amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Florida will give us time to heal.
That's true.
And we don't trust to call Windy Britches and just ask him?
No.
But absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because last time we tried anything like that, they came to our safe house and shot us up.
And you didn't call him?
They tried to shoot us up.
I don't remember.
Yes,
yeah.
I did call. Just to keep him abreast of the situation. But also, at this point, I don't trust him with any information.
Something else to think about is phone lines aren't exactly secure.
Correct. True. So then...
Literally someone could pick up a handset in another part of the building and still hear a conversation.
Yeah, so...
We have a lot of asses to kick.
We do. And, really and not
this
enough...
This might be a lot even for me.
Not enough of our asses left to kick theirs.
Was going to say, what if we go to him with the idea of, hey, we think somebody on your side, like that could be why you want to meet with him, we think somebody in your employ is a rat because they attacked us. Like, I just don't know that we automatically assume he's guilty. I'm not saying we don't, but I'm also saying, you know, maybe trust but verify with him first, because isn't he is the leader of the society. I mean.
Yes.
So. But I do like the idea of somehow testing if he is on our side or not, but I don't. Definitely maybe not blowing people up this time more.
All right, fine.
Not this time.
This time, yeah.
But it would have been a small grenade. That's all I'm saying.
Just a little bit of, limb loss.
We've already destroyed, essentially, one full safe house. Let's perhaps not do another.
So, okay, question. Should we call Uncle Barty and let him know, or just show up and say, we need to chat, Uncle?
Oh, let's just show up.
Yeah, let's just show up
would be better.
So, should we wait 2 days and then do this? Mend a little,
Yes, please.
Have some food.
Sounds good.
All right.
So, it looks like we've cobbled a plan together. Join us next time as we travel back to Arkham, possibly Florida. I don't know, possibly anywhere. And I think we're going to get a visit from an old friend in our next episode. So stay tuned, listeners. And thanks for... I have no idea. I can't even say listening. I mean, just following along in this shit show. I
yeah,
really love
woo-hoo!
It.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Thank you.
Meandering?
Wait, what are you trying to say?
Meandering.
Meandering, that's the word.
Meandering.
I honestly couldn't.
Meandering rap coming soon.
I'm Grandpa, and I listen to Meandering Rap.